Well, I got your tape yesterday and was real glad to get it. I thought it was the best tape I've got from y'all, from all of y'all. It wasn't garbled at all, so I guess you're about learned how to run that tape recorder after all these times. It was real good. I really did enjoy it, and enjoyed your commentary on your trip down there, and really did enjoy listening to Daddy talk. I guess he was really kind of embarrassed right at first, but he's really come along, and I really did appreciate him talking as much as he did on the tape. About your trip to Amarillo to see Marvine, I sure was disappointed to hear that she's having such a hard time. I hope she's back up by now on her feet and getting around. It's just one of those things, I guess, we have to live with. About your Port Arthur trip and your little incident at Acuff, I guess we're going to have to put some stilts on you to keep you up on your feet. I know I have the same problem sometimes. If I stand up too fast, well, I kind of get kind of blurry eyes and all that, but you have to move a little slower and take it a little easier, I guess. I'm glad you got to call Kay whenever you come through Abilene. I know she was real glad to hear from all of y'all and real glad to see you. You'll have to realize that she was having a lot of trouble with her teeth, and she probably wasn't feeling real good at the time, but I'm sure she was glad to see all of you. She said she was, and I'm glad she got to bring out the pictures to you. Most of them weren't too good, I don't guess, but I just took them all nearly in one day there. I knew you all were anxious to see what it was like over here, so I just took those and sent them on to you. I guess Kay's still having a lot of work done on her teeth. She was sure was complaining there with the pain. I know it was pretty painful. She's having those root canals done on her teeth. As soon as they're over with, I'm sure she'll feel a lot better about having that done. She said she really did like her material you give her. I guess it's kind of bright, but I guess that's the way you're supposed to, the kind of material you're supposed to make Hawaiian dresses out of. She said something to the effect that she'd make me a shirt out of some Hawaiian material, so I guess she's going to make me a shirt, so we'll really be in style whenever we get over to Hawaii. Sound like you really had a pretty good time down in Port Arthur. Old Shane out there on the beach, I sure would like to see him. I guess he's really been growing and getting into a little bit of everything. I'm sure he enjoyed himself out there. There's not too many beaches up around Friona, so I guess that was something new for him. Sound like Brian's really been growing up and thinks he can do just about anything everybody else can about that rodeo. He never did tell me what the results were. I was hoping you was going to tell me that he won something, but I guess he's still a little young to be entering everything in a rodeo and winning very many things. We were talking about Shane and his suits matching up. That sounded real cute. I guess with Janet nagging him all the time, he's kind of become match conscious. You asked me if I remembered Steve Hargis, and I do remember Steve. I remember Paul and his little brother. I believe his little brother was named Steve, too. Or maybe that was Steve. I don't know. Anyway, I remember all the Hargises, and I knew they were there in Abilene, and that he had that Phillips Station out there, and they also did some work on the Astor Church up at the campus there. At the mini dome, I don't know, it's picked up several names since it was built. So anyway, they did some work out there on that Astrodome. About Gerald's growth, I guess he's up and about by now. I was real pleased to hear that he did spend some time with all of y'all while you were down there. Maybe he's grown up by now and maturing a little bit, and kind of getting away from his drinking. I sure do hope so. It's been a long time. I know old Ruth has sure had a hard row to hoe, but she seems to have made the best out of it and come through like a champ. About your flying low level from Dallas to, I guess you landed in Amarillo or Farvel. Yeah, that is real pretty whenever you fly down low like that, and you really do get a chance to pick out all the small towns. That's just another one of the beauties of flying. And we get a lot of low-level work around here. In fact, all of our work is near low-level. It's around 1,500 feet, and sometimes around 15 feet. We don't like to fly around 15 feet very much because of the fact that if Charlie's down there, he might take a pot shot at us, so we don't stay down that low very much. Most of our flying here lately has been up around the DMZ, up around Stud, or Vandergriff. That's they're all one place. And I sent Kay an article on Stud. It's a little airfield. It's about halfway between the coast and the Laotian border. I think I may have explained it later, but it is right in the middle of South Vietnam, and it's about 4 or 5 miles down from the DMZ. Whenever the Marines left Khe Sanh, well, they moved over to Stud. It's not but about 4 miles from Khe Sanh, but seems like the VC or Charlie hasn't wanted to take over Stud like he did Khe Sanh. It's not in the middle of one of his infiltration routes, I guess. So they haven't had much trouble holding on to Stud up there. I think the last time they caught any incoming or rockets or mortars was the 4th of July. We have a kind of a commitment up there. We have been spending the night up there. They don't have very good facilities. We usually have to carry everything that we're going to need to sleep with up there whenever we go up, but the last 3 or 4 nights, well, we haven't been sending anyone up to spend the night, so maybe we won't have to spend any more nights up there. It's sure not very inviting. It's got mountains up on both sides, and it'd be pretty tempting for Charlie to start shooting some rockets or mortars in there if we keep airplanes up there. So maybe they've decided that those airplanes being parked up there on the runway is too big a temptation for Charlie, so they're gonna pull all of them out of there. Well, we're not doing any work around Fubai here. They've taken everything away from us right around Fubai, and the Army's taken over most of the area right around here, so we have to fly up to Quang Tri, which is about 35 miles, and then it's about 5 more miles on up to the DMZ. I think you were asking how far we were from the DMZ, so I guess we're about 35, something like that, miles from the DMZ right here. Whenever we do go up there, we usually fly right around the Stud there, anywhere 15 miles. We fly right up by the DMZ. In fact, today we sent 6 airplanes up there, and they inserted 1,700 troops into the DMZ, right into the middle of the DMZ. So you're probably getting in on some good scoop here, so just kind of keep it quiet. I don't know whether it's supposed to have been secret or not, but it was into the DMZ, and I guess they're going to try to wipe up some inside the DMZ there. I don't know when we'll have to go in and pull them out. That'll probably be pretty exciting whenever we do. There wasn't any contacts made today whenever we inserted the 1,700 troops. I was on a relief crew. I didn't get to go up today, but I figure I'll get in on taking all the troops out in 4 or 5 days, I guess. Last night they arc lighted the entire area. That's calling in. We had 6 flights of B-52s come in and drop bombs all over the area there where we were going to insert the troops, and then they had some fixed wing called in there. So whenever all the helicopters went in there, they didn't have any contacts. It was pretty quiet. Nobody shot at anybody. And in fact, all of our crews come back and they said there wasn't a shot fired in anger all day, so it was real quiet up there. I'll comment a little more on my flying on the back if I've got room. I've got quite a bit I need to talk about here, so I'll go on. Then if I have plenty of room, well, I'll come back and tell you a little more about what we're flying and up by the DMZ. I was real glad to get all the addresses. I did get all of them, and I think I've already wrote three or four letters to all to some of them. I think I wrote Raymond, and I wrote Dale, and I wrote Scott. And about the Cooper Young, the chaplain from Lasbuddy, I'll keep that in the back of my mind. It's very doubtful that I'll ever get to see him, but just in case, well, I'll have it and in the back of my mind, and I can remember it if I ever do get the opportunity to meet him. But the packages, I'm glad you did get to send Scott and Raymond a package. I'm sure they really did appreciate it. And I wrote Raymond, so if I don't hear and you do hear soon, well, why don't you drop me a line as to where he's located? I got a couple of packages from Miss Serber and Kay. Got one yesterday from Miss Serber. She sent me a bunch of real good cookies, and I've been passing them around. Everybody that eats them says they're real good. And she also sent me some candles, and she sent something else. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, some masking tape. So I've got a pretty good supply of candles and masking tape, but I can always use some of those cherry cookies. I got a package today from Kay. She sent me a bunch of fruit and some chili and some other stuff. It's going to be real good. I'm glad you sent Larry Rusk a package, and I think you mentioned something about that you had heard from Larry. Why don't you let me know where he's at if you find out, and I might get a chance to look him up. You mentioned something about Billy Snelson and 30 Mile Campground out there and that skunk. I don't